Well, hello there. This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 422. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Every day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we're going to read Matthew 14 from the English Standard Version and Matthew 15 from the Lexham English Bible. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He's been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, the brother of Philip's wife, because John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people, because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now, when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick, and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. Matthew chapter 15. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." So he answered and said to them, "Why do you also break the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'The one who speaks evil of father or mother must certainly die.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or his mother, whatever benefit you would have received from me is a gift from God, need not honor his father.' And you make void the word of God for the sake of your tradition. Hypocrites! Isaiah correctly prophesied about you, saying, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far, far away from me, and they worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." And summoning the crowd, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" And he answered and said, "Every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Let them. They are blind guides of the blind. And if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit." But Peter answered and said to him, "Explain this parable to us." But he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that everything that enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and is evacuated into the latrine? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these defile the person. For from the heart come evil plans, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, abusive speech. These are the things that defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile a person." And departing from there, Jesus went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that district came and cried out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came up and asked him, saying, "Send her away, because she's crying out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." So she said, "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want." And her daughter was healed from that hour. And departing from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain, and was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, having with them the mute, blind, lame, crippled, and many others. And they put them down at his feet, and he healed them. So then the crowd was astonished when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have remained with me 3 days already and do not have anything to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they give out on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where in this desolate place can we get so much bread that such a great crowd could be satisfied?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" So they said, 7, and a few little fish." And commanding the crowd to recline for a meal on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after he had given thanks, he broke them, and began giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 baskets full. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, in addition to women and children. And after he sent away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. May God bless the reading of His Word. What did you think about the scene with the Canaanite woman who asked Jesus to heal her daughter that was oppressed by a demon? Did it strike you as cold and out of character for Jesus to treat the woman as He did? Well, let's listen to what commentator G. Campbell Morgan wrote about this. He said, "The great truth taught by all this is that the benefits of the kingdom are granted to simple faith. Look at this woman. In the background was her religion. In the foreground was her need. The worship of Astarte perhaps had sufficed for her until then. But when the dark day came and the demon entered her child and she cried and wailed to the goddess Astarte, there was no answer. And so, as this woman came to Jesus Christ, we see her religious background fading away because it could not help her. In the foreground, there was her anguish. Mark how she came. How faith operated. She came, first of all, against prejudice, for the prejudice of the Gentiles was as great against the Jew as that of the Jew against the Gentile. Here the prejudice was on both sides, and yet this woman, driven by her need, came to seek him. she persevered against silence. Sometimes we question the meaning of Christ's strange attitude toward this woman. In Mark's Gospel, we read that when he came into this region, quote, "he entered into a house and would have no man know it," unquote. He went into the house for rest. How did this woman get to him? Mark says, "he could not be hid." Why not? She was outside, and her need drew him forth. He could not remain in hiding or in rest while that woman was outside in trouble. And when he came out of the house, she proffered her request, first calling him Son of David, and he was silent. And the disciples came to Jesus and said to him, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." We might misunderstand that request if it were not for Christ's reply to her, which shows that they meant, "Give her what she wants and let her go." They were not unkind. They did not mean to refuse her and send her away. Christ's answer was, "I was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." That was his reason for not giving her what she sought. Still she pleaded and dropped the title distinctive of Hebraism, Son of David. She put the whole of her need into the one word, "Lord, help me." Then he turned toward her voice and spoke. In the first moment, his speech seemed almost more unkind than his silence. He said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." Here again occurs a word that we need to examine. There are two distinct words for dogs, and they mark two entirely different ideas. We all know how profound was the hatred of the Hebrew to the low, marauding, fierce, half-scavenger, half-wolf dog of that country. But then it is also true that dogs were found in Jewish households. They were the little dogs, the playthings of the children. And the word Christ used here was that for the little dogs. Probably there was a great welling of pity and tenderness in the voice of Jesus as he said to her, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the little dogs." Now, on the basis of that distinction, let us see what she said. "Yea, Lord, for even the little dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's tables." Notice carefully the placing of the apostrophe. Master's is plural. It is as if she said, "It is true, I am outside the covenant. They are masters. They have been for centuries. If you say you cannot take the bread of the children and give it to the little dogs under the table, the playthings of the children, it is quite true. But even the little dogs have the crumbs." It is not surprising that Jesus looked at her and said, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it done unto thee even as thou wilt." Against prejudice she came. Against silence she persevered. Against exclusion she proceeded. Against rebuff she won. That is what he found outside the covenant. Her appeal was based on faith. When she said, "Son of David," it was the hope of faith. When she said, "Lord, help me," it was the appeal of faith. When she said, "True, Lord, yet the little dogs eat of the crumbs," it was what an old Puritan commentator called the wit of faith, using the word wit in the true old Saxon sense, the fact of faith. I really think the bottom line is that Jesus did this to show her how great her faith could be. Sometimes our prayers go seemingly unanswered because God wants us to see just how much we need Him. And He knows that an easy and quick answer will not allow our faith to be shown for how great it can be. Our spiritual muscles need resistance to gain strength, just as our physical muscles need resistance to get stronger. It was not cruelty on the part of Jesus, but love that caused Him to react to her as He did. Your thoughts? Tomorrow we're back in the book of 2 Kings. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.